Humberstone. It's rough as guts, and evergreens all over it like flies on shit. But the sheriff wants a word. We're the kind of crew to disappoint.
You are in the town of Humberstone, on the planet of Valkverden, making your way through the well-worn sand-ridden streets in order to meet your contact for this upcoming job. As you approach the sheriff's building, you notice that the upkeep is noticeably better than the other buildings in town.
Eli spits a glob of tobacco out at his feet.
Oh, I do not like this. What if this is entrapment?
What is entrapment?
It's when something real bad happens to me, right about now.
I would not like that. Captain, we should not allow that to happen.
It's all right, guys. It's not going to happen.
Okay. Eli DeCoco, it will not happen.
Okay, he says.
You're overthinking it, mate. We need the money pretty bad. That's not his voice.
Pretty bad.
Just let it flow. Let it go. See what happens.
Pretty bad shade.
Yep.
Yeah, Crevin is right. Christopher needs that money pretty bad. Eli does a quick like scope out of the joint. Does it look affiliated with Evergreen in any way? Does it have any Evergreen advertising on it or
no?
Anything?
Unlike the housing around the town. Now, hold on. Let's roll it back. Can you give me an observation check?
I can.
Perception check, what?
Ellen would be so proud.
What does this, is this savvy?
It's just a straight.
Oh, but I've got +2 in savvy.
I got an 8.
I also got an 8.
Okay, nice. Yeah, so.
Double 8.
As you look around, you see lots of evergreen signs plastered onto the housing nearby.
Eli spits again.
But you see that the businesses themselves, like bars and such, do not, and neither does the sheriff's office.
Oh, come on, Eli. The smoke-o kid. Braver than an oxen, twice as strong.
And he walks in.
Poe follows.
Okay.
Eli has hung back. He held the door open for you.
Okay.
He walked in decisively, but then held the door open and waited for you to go ahead of him.
As you enter, you see a couple of desks facing each other and a series of jail cells lining the back wall. There are people sitting behind each desk. To your left, a spindly-looking man with shaggy blonde hair and his arm in a sling, while behind the other is a man that strikes a resemblance to the first guy, only older and with more heft to his frame. The older man pushes his chair back and stands to greet you as you assemble in the entryway.
Howdy, folks. Now, I don't suppose you all are the contractors I put Word Alpha on that there fundamental app.
That we are, mate. My name is Maurice Richards. This is Eli.
Nope. Cam,
I forgot.
I'm so sorry, I forgot.
So I'm Nancy Epworth, Christopher Morley.
Maroney.
Christopher Maroney and Turd
Anderson.
Turd Anderson
and
then
Dunkin' Donuts.
Dunkin' Donuts. All right. Okay.
DM.
Yes, that's right. I'm Nancy Epworth. This rather tall man behind me is Christopher Maroney.
Confidence.
This lovely little lad to my left here is Turd Anderson, and
he's a real boy.
Oh,
my son.
And
got into a terrible accident a few years ago.
And that savvy looking lad back there, that is Dunkin' Donuts at your service,
DM.
Mate.
Pleasure.
Would you like to see our identification?
No, no need.
They're real.
Well, that won't be necessary.
Are you sure?
Anyway, it's a pleasure. Pleasure. My name is Sheriff Duggan, and over there is my brother, Deputy Duggan.
Hello, Lance.
Hello. A pleasure to meet you.
Now, I don't mean to be rude or nothing, but I gotta say, your boy seems more cyborg than boy.
Peter Evan turns to the captain and clicks his little pincer a couple of times.
Oh. When the Lord made this boy, he forgot to put in the boy.
Oh, hey now, he's no less normal than you and me.
No judgment here. I'm just incredibly impressed by the cybernetics in play to make your little boy live through whatever horrible accident he must have befallen.
He is a go-getter, and that's why we love him.
Yeah, we like to think of it as a miracle, like all life.
God. Captain, are you still talking about me?
Yes, mate.
Oh.
All good things, mate, all good things.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Turd. It was incredibly rude of me to talk about you like you weren't in the room.
Not a problem. Sheriff, you were just pulling my leg.
Was I?
Peter Evan looks at the captain.
Sorry about that, Sheriff. That's a bit of a saying from where I come from.
Ah.
It's making a joke.
Yeah, I don't believe that turn of phrase has made its way to Valk Verden, at least in the context that I'm being presented with it now.
Things sure is strange. He nods at the brother. You look pretty banged up.
I got beaten real bad.
Now, who the hell did that? Eli just fucking loses his temper. People pushing you around.
Well, that's the reason that you've been brought here today, if I'm being honest with you. See, now, the main problem we're having is from a rambunctious hermit that lives up out on the dunes. Long as I can remember. I had a fair few run-ins with her over the years. She's always struck me as an annoyance more than a threat to the good people of Humberstone. But sadly, she's been causing trouble up at the refinery of late. Stealing valuable equipment and disrupting the expansion that Evergreen are working on. Now, I think it goes without saying that we need that expansion to happen without a hitch. More jobs means more people, and more people means more business, and more business means more Humberstone, which becomes a better place to live. Everybody wins.
Oh yeah, that's what I was thinking too.
Sheriff, I hope you don't mind me asking, but what exactly do you want us to do with this young lady?
Oh. We just need you to deal with the problem, however you see fit. At the end of the day, we no longer want this hermit on Valk Verden. Whatever that means to you is fine with us, and fine with the Evergreen Corporation.
I gotta say, mate, we are a no-kill group.
Mm. Are we?
And
yes, Poe, yes, we.
Who is Poe? My name is Turd.
Oh, shit.
Okay, wait. Let's take that back. I will start that sentence again.
I think it's great.
You only get two take-backsies.
No, I get multi. You're the editor. I get as many take-backsies as I want. Okay.
We do not harm anybody that is not harming others, just to give you a heads up, so.
Yeah.
And that's fine with us, but as previously established, she has been harming others. Look at my deputy. He went to intercept her out in the dunes and she dang near broke his arm.
And you know what,
if you would,
Captain?
Sorry.
Oh, you that's go, all right, go, Paul. Go. You're a you're. Oh, my God. I do not know why I said Poe. I think that's just...
My name is Turd.
I thought I was talking to the deputy still, and it makes me think of the police.
I have an ID. He'll take his ID.
It's just such a generic and unmemorable name.
I rolled a 9 savvy check. The police, that's right. Well, anyway, Turd. I'm sure your contribution was going to be more important than mine anyway. I was just going to say, anyone who roughs up anyone... pushes them around. I mean, we won't kill them, but they'll wish they were dead.
Will they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Well, again, the interpretation of this mission is completely up to you. They just need to be gone from Valk Verden.
All right, mate, we will see what we can do for you. As long as you trust us to make the call in the moment, we're going to be all right.
And I do.
In the meantime, would you like me to take a look at your arm?
Oh, what?
I am a gifted medic.
Your child's a medic?
That's right. Boys are real sawbones.
Oh, my. You okay?
Not literally.
The doc...
He ain't got no saw.
The doctor here, he charges way too much.
And I would like to use my special power, what are we calling this? My gambit. Sawbones, you are a skilled doctor. You always count as having the upper hand on healing rolls or checks related to medicine.
Nice.
So upper hand is the equivalent of having advantage. So you get to roll 3 d6 and take the 2 best results.
Cool. I rolled a 3.
Looks like she's using a calculator.
I'm using my phone because I forgot to go get my dice during the break.
Oh.
I rolled a 4 and I rolled a 1. So I'll take the 7. Do I add anything to that?
You can add your savvy.
Great. That's an 8.
Okay. And what are you attempting to do to Deputy Duggan?
Fix his arm.
With?
With my medicine. He's going to see if it's a broken arm. He's going to assess it. Pizza Oven is going to totter over to Deputy Duggan. He does still have his little pizza cutter attachment on, but that could be useful. And he's going to indicate for him to extend the arm so he can assess it. Tell me what the situation is with the arm.
Okay, he attempts to stretch the arm out, but makes a big to-do of it, like, wow. And from your assessment, you are able to tell that it's just sprained.
Sprained in the shoulder, the elbow.
The elbow.
Either way, I'm putting a sling on it.
It's already in a sling.
Put another one on it.
I see you have sustained a sprain.
Yeah.
I would recommend applying a poultice.
A poultice?
A poultice.
What are you?
Should I hold him down?
I will write you down the recipe.
Okay.
Do you have a pen?
God, hold on one sec. Yeah, I got a pen now.
Does he grab it with the arm in the sling? I mean, ow.
And Pete Sorvin's going to write down a recipe for a poultice that will help the sprain.
Cheese.
One of the ingredients is cheese-flavoured...
tomato puree.
Cheese
spread.
Cheese-flavoured spread.
Pizza-themed cheese spread.
It's just part of the... It does work. It works as much as an 8 roll allows it to work. Yeah. He's just helping out.
Thank you, little boy.
You are very welcome.
Oh, look at him go.
Sheriff, before we get out of here, could you give us an indication of which direction we might need to go? I've seen a lot of dunes around here. I'm not really sure which one is the right one.
Ah, well, you see above us the refinery at the top of the cliff.
Mm-hmm.
If you head up that way and then go west, I think that's pretty much where she lives. But
all right, mate.
Also, you know, she's a ding-dang hermit. She don't live no...
All right, mate, no worries.
I don't know.
It's all right. I understand people who roam. I'm much the same. All right, gang, let's get out of here.
How close is this going to bring us to their refinery? I just want a good look at it, is all.
Well,
love them so much.
I got to say, I'd prefer that the refinery not know your actions. They... Can I be honest with you, Christopher?
Oh, please do. I love honesty.
They asked me to get this ding-dang hermit out of here, and I sent my brother up here and he got beaten in an hour. I outsourced it to you and I don't want the Evergreen Corporation knowing I did that.
Well, he looks around at the crew. When you put it like that, you don't gotta worry. We gonna sneak right in, take care of this little girl. We gone before you even know it, before they even know. Problem was even taken care of. 100% success rate. That's right.
Thank you. Well, good day to you all, and I gotta say, Turd?
Yes?
You're one brave little boy.
Thank you. Why?
Oh, he doesn't know.
Eli de Coco, what do I not know?
Who's Eli?
Oh, no.
Oh, there he goes, always using our fake names.
That's all three of you having done it.
Shut up, Cough. Okay. When you have a fake ID, then you can deal with it.
Oh, fuck.
Fine. Thank you. I am a brave boy.
Yep.
Blink, 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 clickety click.
Away we go. Just a bunch
blink,
of.
Blink, clickety click. That's the catchphrase.
Just blink, a bunch blink, of brave boys. The door closes and you just hear Eli's muffled voice.
Just a bunch of brave boys going out to do brave boy stuff.
We're going then?
We're already walking.
We are walking and we are talking.
It's probably advisable to take the moots because there was a big cliff from Humberstone up to the area where you'll find Cough.
Okay.
It's just like parking. You just gotta move the moots 5 minutes down the road.
Saves a 20-minute walk. It's really worth it.
Plus scaling a cliff. Nice.
Plus our parking's about to run out.
Now we know that global warming isn't really a thing. Yeah. It doesn't actually matter to take it 20 minutes down to the shops.
This ship runs on solar. It's fine.
Oh, yeah.
Does it? I don't know.
It runs on crystal.
It's the future.
Crystal.
That's what Crevin told us.
That's right. Little crystal meth.
That's right, guys. Crystal meth.
The most inexhaustible energy source in the entire known universe.
That's it.
Can we buy some fuel, please? Sure. What kind of fuel does your ship take?
Crystal.
You gently kiss their forehead. Don't you worry about it.
Wait, what are you thinking, Captain?
All right, everyone. We don't want to get too close to Evergreen for obvious reasons.
Mm-hmm.
Let's be low and quiet.
I can do that.
How low do you need me to be?
Look, I know you're you're a bit height challenged, mate. That's okay. Maybe your low can just be blending in, but I don't know how 6'7" blends in, so...
Pretty bad.
Maybe just be quiet.
Oh, I can do quiet.
Okay, great. Let's just head up. We might need to split up, circle around.
Cool.
But for now,
all right.
Let's just nice and casual, everyone. Let's head up towards the refinery. Keep everything chill. Keep everything quiet.
All right. Except... Captain... I was thinking, and this might just be the Christopher Maroney hat that I'm wearing, but we could just go in and pick up that girl. Do whatever we're supposed to do with her. I mean, can't imagine a little girl's gonna do much to old Eli, but maybe we ain't gonna get so close to Evergreen again.
Oh, I see.
If you catch my drift. And I was thinking in there, just listening to the way this is being passed down, and I tell you, it makes my fucking blood boil. So why don't we leave Evergreen with something to remember Christopher Maroney by?
I reckon that might be a nice idea, mate. I'll leave that choice to you.
All right.
You know I like arson.
I do know that. And it always made me wonder in the beginning, but it's grown on me.
Your choice, mate.
All right.
I don't want you to put yourself at risk, mate. Nothing that might get you in any kind of serious danger, all right?
I'm so torn.
I know you can handle yourself, big fella, but make sure, all right?
All right. Take a breath, Eli.
That's right. Think it through.
Cocoa Kid, the Cocoa Kid, calm as a whip in a bullet skid.
I'm bopping.
Okay, I feel better.
All right, let's do this.
Pizza rolling?
Yes.
Good boy.
Yes. A good brave boy.
That's right, a good brave boy. Gonna make a difference today.
The sheriff said so.
Sheriffs don't lie. You know that?
Sheriffs don't lie.
I learned that when I was the Smoko Kid. I learned a lot.
You were the Smoko Kid?
That's right, I didn't want to be too on the nose about it, but it's me, the Smoko Kid.
Is this another fake ID?
In a way, but he flicks away the cigarette that he's had currently and lights a new one. This look fake to you? I mean, sincerely, does it? I'm extremely worried about this. Am I real?
I don't know. We could be living in a simulation. I have not yet ruled out the possibility.
Do make a good point.
I would be sad.
It's pretty scary.
If you say so.
What do you think, Kraven?
Life feels pretty unreal most of the time on board the Moose, if I'm being honest, so...
Sort of feels like we're being made up as a bunch of friends go along sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. It sounds like the person that is in charge of this world really doesn't have a fucking clue, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, that feels about right.
Well, you know, I find that strangely comforting. You know?
Sure.
What are we talking about?
So, you land the Moose up on the desert plains of the cliff above Humberstone. You can see to the east the refinery, and you can see dotted around the horizon dunes and a few sparse settlement... Well, not settlements so much as just singular houses.
Good old Evergreen.
Good old Evergreen.
Oh, no, Paul, that was,
Yes?
A lie.
A lie?
Lies can sometimes be said to say the opposite of what I actually mean.
Was it also a lie when you told the sheriff we have a 100% success rate? Do you not remember? Or perhaps you have a fault in your memory core? We have failed multiple times, Eli DeCoco.
Well, depends on how you count success. As far as I see it, you always make it out alive. Except for Steven.
Oh, nice!
No!
No, not canon.
No, wait. I sometimes get confused with my time at the orphanage. Steven was completely unrelated, not even worth talking about.
You got it in earlier this season, at least.
Yeah, but just get out of the way. How close is the refinery?
The refinery is about... Boy, I don't know distance. Let's say it's about... 15 minutes on foot.
Okay. So we can see it like looming on the horizon.
Are there any signs, tracks, or anything we can follow to locate the girl?
That's a really good question, Poe. Maybe you should give me an observation check.
I could do that.
Look at him go.
Well, I rolled a 9. Mm. Pretty good.
Take into account Koff's experience of living out in the desert. She walks like the Fremen.
Unless she's scared, in which case she just fucking legs it.
Oh, yeah. Hey, you didn't see the way she legged it. She might have been doing the arrhythmic walking. Yeah.
That's true. Sweep, step, step, sweep.
Step, step, step.
Yeah, with a 9, you see that there's not much around where the ship landed, because when the ship landed, it blew a lot of sand. But as you...
Oh, sorry.
As you trot your little pizza oven body around, you do notice some disruption in the dunes and steps going away.
Captain, I think I have not found a sign of the girl we are looking for. That was a lie. I'm practicing. Did it work?
That's pretty good, mate. Show us what you got.
That is food.
Look.
Jeez, he's adorable.
Tracks.
Excellent, Poe. Nicely done.
Perhaps this is the girl that we are looking for.
I reckon you bang on the money, mate. Let's go and have a look.
Let us have a look.
All right. Follow those tracks.
Okay. You begin to trudge out east, away from the refinery. Do you attempt to be...
Yes.
No. What was I going to finish that sentence with, Jen?
Cook a pizza.
She's just yes-anding, Sarah.
I'm just yes-anding. I just felt naughty for a second.
Do you attempt to cook a pizza in your oven?
Yeah.
No.
Great.
No, there's no pizzas around.
Against all instincts.
Do you attempt to be stealthy as you trudge through the desert?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I'd say so.
Yeah. Captain told us to be quiet earlier on, so yeah.
And because I told you to be quiet, you get an upper hand.
Because the captain ordered us.
Fuck yes.
Great. Well, then everyone give me a savvy check, including Krevin, who will roll with upper hand as well.
It's happening, everyone.
And let's just see how stealthy you are upon your approach.
Okay.
Stealthy check.
Captain without the upper hand got a 10.
9.
11.
Oh, higher than the cap. Yeah. I got
a
10.
Wait, where's Poe?
And Krevin got a 12.
Whoa!
So you are...
Krevin!
Actually...
We pushed them in front of us.
Yeah.
Eli and the captain stay at the back.
You are being stealthy as fuck.
Poe's retracted his legs in a bit.
He's low. He's low to the ground.
Koff, where are you currently?
Garth is probably just going about her regular sort of day-to-day business, using some sort of divination tool to find little water-absorbing plants hidden beneath the surface of the desert so she can bite them in half and suck the moisture out of them.
Nice. Yummo.
That takes most of the day.
Gosh, most of the day.
Garth is going to be so thrilled about frozen pizza.
You know what's going to happen? Koff's going to become addicted to just like salt or something. Oh, yeah. She's just going to lose it.
Eyes like saucers.
She does. She's known to occasionally go and lick the salt dunes.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah, you gotta lick a salt block.
You know,
yeah.
If your body loses enough salt.
Yeah, enough salt.
You're gone.
Your brain goes funny.
True. She's got a sign of that. Mm. She's got a source for that.
Yeah, she's got a little salt lick. It's the same one that all the local animals also use.
The salt toad.
She's not particular about doing the things the local animals do.
No.
That's why she uses the shit pit.
Nice.
Cough.
It's not what you think.
Can you give me a savvy check to see how successful you are in this excavation? 2d6 plus your savvy.
That's 9.
9. Okay, so you... describe to me what your divination tool is exactly.
It's fairly rough, but maybe it does have a slight technological bent to it. Maybe it's something that she managed to lift off of the family at some point. It's just for prodding the earth and sort of indicating where perhaps non-sand matter might be nearby, so it vibrates gently as they sort of go.
Like a Geiger counter or something.
Yeah, a little Geiger counter for literally anything that isn't sand, so every so often just a rock and then just tosses it over the shoulder and keeps going.
God damn it.
So, yeah, you move gently through the dunes, stopping occasionally as your device pings, digging, finding something that is not a plant, throwing it to one side, but eventually you do unearth a little water-holding plant.
Bite it in half, suck the moisture out, please.
Absolutely.
Standard.
And as you chug this plant,
fuck yeah,
that is the scene that the four members of the Moose find you.
Is it like a suddenly we're just staring at one another?
Well,
or do we come up behind? Or
yeah, I believe you are on the top of a dune and Koff is at the bottom.
Okay. So we're peeking foreheads over the tip of a dune.
All right, everyone. I think that might be our little target.
As a crew, do we have hand signals that communicate stuff stealth-like?
Yes.
Yeah. The hand signals that a pizza oven is capable of.
Yeah, yeah, that's right.
He tries.
We've got to make sure it's inclusive.
Aw, that's nice. Mm.
Yeah.
You open your pizza doors once, twice, each of you.
The captain indicates that might be our target.
Just going, that one.
Yeah, Kevin's just pointing.
Pointing.
Yeah. Jumping up and down.
Yeah, Eli's nodding, which means understood.
Got it, great. Our hand signals are so good. We're all about this.
We're so smart.
Yeah.
Has Koff seen us though?
Well, you rolled really well.
Okay.
So
especially Kevin.
I will allow Paul to do a counter savvy check, but he'll need to roll higher than the lowest of your crew,
okay.
Which was 9.
Yeah.
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 In that case, it is a 13.
Spots
you
all.
Rolled higher than all of
That's
the members of
everyone.
The crew.
Yeah, yeah.
Eli puts a finger to his lips and then goes, "We need to be quiet."
Oh, sweet Jesus.
Koff, you were suddenly alerted to the presence of 4 people on the dune above you.
Koff knows not to look up and directly address them, and instead tries to sort of continue about as if she hadn't noticed them.
Okay.
But starts sort of dividing in the opposite direction and starts sort of limbering up, preparing to break into a run, but subtly.
So good. So fucking
okay,
good.
It's really good.
All right. I don't think she heard me at that volume, so I'm just going to continue at this level.
I think she heard you, mate. I think we have been made.
No, you don't know that. You have no way of knowing that.
Look,
during this conversation, she sprints.
I mean, fuck! Get her!
I'm talking to Eli.
Look at her physique, mate. She is prepped. Oh, fuck me!
Captain, she's running. Should we pursue, Captain?
Okay, everyone, though.
Eli's gone. Come back! Come back!
Is he running?
Yeah, he's running.
No, Eli! Fuck, don't run, mate. You're going to make her run faster.
Eli is very fast.
Don't startle her, Eli.
Okay, can
hell.
You give me...
I don't
me,
mean you no harm.
Can both
reassuring.
Paws give me a muscle check, please?
Certainly can.
Oh no.
Uh-oh.
It's muscle Paul.
It's finally happened, mate.
This is like,
me for you.
This is like super muscular Paul versus very, it's like way thin muscular Paul. This is insane. This is crazy.
Like lean muscle versus beefy muscle.
Yeah, lean muscle versus fucking tank. Yeah.
I'm like Linford Christie. Take that, international listeners.
Woo! Well, I'm like Mo Farah, so over longer distances.
Ooh, yeah. You're going to fucking win, mate.
I hope I get her in the next 100 meters or so.
I'm screwed.
In the next 4 hours.
That's a 9.
That was an 8.
Oh!
The acceleration of Eli is enough to close the gap.
He popped some pills that morning.
I smoke a lot of cigarettes. I'm super fit. No, that's it. He flicks his cigarette out halfway through, and then it's the equivalent of eating cartoon sausages. He gains a lot of speed.
So far as is possible, and if, you know, there's, depending on how you want to work this out, if it doesn't work, but she will, at the point when Eli is close, try and turn and swing with the quarterstaff.
Ooh.
Nice. Okay. I like that.
Cool. Yeah.
Gosh, are we going to do combat?
Do it.
No, I don't think we're going to do straight combat because I don't think the others will want to actually fight you.
Yeah.
So I think you can attack Eli. So can you roll 3d6 plus muscle, Paul?
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Fuck's sake.
God damn it.
Why won't one of you change your name legally? Please, please.
I had it first. Oh, no, you had it first.
I had it first, yeah.
Shit.
In Northampton, though, so time moves differently there.
That's a 10.
Wow. 10. That will beat Eli's target number. So I will let Eli do a savvy check to try and dodge in this particular instance. This is not how combat works.
By the way,
combat doesn't normally happen between players. This is an unusual circumstance and we are treating it as such.
Okay.
I've set a difficulty in my head. If you do not beat it, you're going to lose 2 hearts.
Okay, that is an almighty 7. He's running. He's running full pelt at this girl. He's not slowing down. He sees that she's stopping, but he is not savvy enough to... wait, it was a savvy check, right?
Yeah.
5.
Oh, no.
He don't got those kinds of smarts.
You do not have the grace to outmaneuver as suddenly a quarterstaff swings round and clocks you in the head.
I'm telling you, I don't mean you no harm. Come here. And Eli falls straight, face first, and he's out. Just drops.
Ah, sweet fucking Christ.
Cough.
I assume we're trundling up the ring.
Yeah. What do you do now that you have downed one of your pursuers?
Looking around and sort of, you know, perceiving her options, steadies herself, readies the quarterstaff, breathes in and psych herself up to it and just says, tout!
All right. Mo is jogging, not running like Eli, jogging. Hands, like both hands up, just being like, it's okay. It's okay, mate. We're not here to hurt you. We're not going to hurt you, mate. It's all right.
Taking a moment to recompose and seeing it hasn't had quite the effect that she wanted, she thinks about it for a moment and then finds something else in her sort of memory and says, leave it tout.
Okay, mate. We're just here to help. We need to get you away from this big thing up here, refinery, and the sheriff. They don't want you here. And I don't think they're going to be very nice to you if they find you. We just need to get you out of here, okay?
Bloody great problem.
Yes, mate, that's it. We have a pretty big problem. And we need to get you out of here. I don't know where you're going to be able to go, but I think the longer you stay here, the more trouble you're going to find yourself in.
She thinks about it. Leg it out.
Exactly.
That. Leg it out that.
Yes.
She looks back at the dunes and points. That?
Not that way, mate. I mean, I guess you could go that way, but it means you can't come back here. Do you understand what I mean? If you go out that way, you got to keep going.
That's not what the sheriff said.
I know, Grevin.
We gotta get off the fucking planet. Or, you know...
I know, mate. I know, mate, but this is her home, and I'm kind of banking on the fact if she doesn't want to come with us, she's going to have the savvy to get herself out there and hidden. But she's probably going to want to come back.
Yeah.
Speaking of savvy, Eli rolls over.
Eli, mate, you all right?
No.
Let me take a look.
Thanks, Poe.
Oh, wait. No, I think I'm fine.
No, Poe's already, he's over you.
He's pinned
just,
you down.
You've got the little pincer on your head, like just tap.
Pizza oven, do you actually want to try and do a healing check on Eli?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, why not?
So the person making the healing check rolls a savvy check, and the person being healed rolls a muscle check.
Ooh, okay.
I got loads of that.
Okay, so I get to, again, I have upper hand on healing, so I get to roll 3 and add my savvy.
Okay, I rolled an 8 muscle check.
I rolled a 12 medicine check.
Nice.
I am so good, and you just can't believe what I can do with this little
pincer. So
yeah, no, I'm fine. Oh, wait. Oh.
A success on both checks restores a d6 of hearts.
Ooh. Who rolls the d6?
Let's say you.
Yeah.
Great. 3.
Perfect.
So you're back up to full health, Eli.
Fantastic.
Please explain, though, Pizza Oven, what you did for Eli's concussion.
You know what? I think he just places both appendages, hands, for want of a better term, on either side of Eli's temples and massages it a little bit. And then just gives him a tiny little electric shock.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Oh, yeah.
So gentle that Eli doesn't register it as an electric shock, but there's definitely a little pulse of just like...
yeah, that's the stuff.
Cough, seeing this, says, the fuck you doing? Done that for? What you done that for?
Well, I was just lying here getting beaten up.
And I am helping a friend. My best big friend.
That's right. I'm Eli, he says. And,
I'm Eli.
You're strong.
Mm-mm. Cough.
Oh. I'm sorry. That must just be the concussion.
He's not getting much of this.
Yeah, he pauses and he looks around at Pizza Oven and Maurice as if to say... I don't know. You do it. He lies back down.
I think that might be our little friend's name. Cough? Your name is Cough. Mo's pointing at you.
That's right.
Mo then puts a hand on her chest and says, Maurice.
Maurice. Maurice.
And then Mo indicates Pizza Oven to introduce themselves.
Hello, my name is Pizza Oven.
She looks fairly vacant at that.
maybe try Poe, mate. Might be a bit easier for her to say.
Hello, my name is Poe.
Still fairly vacant. Long. Long, mate.
Pizza Oven is going to totter forward and extend a hand, like for a handshake. Poe.
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 She reaches her hand out as well, but like just the same motion.
And Pizza Rubber, it's the pincer hand, and he just sort of grips the hand and goes up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Poe!
You get like two up downs in, and then she pulls her hand down.
Nice to meet you.
Little galaxy's most awkward handshake.
And then Eli sits up, puts a hand on his chest, and goes, I'm Eli.
I'm Eli.
That's about it. Yep. Has anyone got a glass of water?
I pull out a bottle I've got in one of my bajillion pockets.
Wow.
He unscrews it, sniffs it, shrugs, and takes a swig.
Mm-hmm. Cough notices. Water?
Kinda.
Hey, mate, maybe you might want to offer that to her.
That seems like a captain's order.
I think that...
I hand it over with advantage on the roll.
I think that might help her to know that we ain't dangerous.
Right. Yeah. He offers it, breaking out. In a big goofy grin.
She tentatively takes it and then with a look of real sincerity sort of looks back and says, finally.
Aww.
And then takes a drink. It's all right.
Judgy?
Not bad, mate. May not be as nice as that plant that you had over there, but it's not bad, right? Not bad.
Not bad.
You should try the pizza.
Pizza. You should. I can make you a pizza if you come back to the ship. We have frozen pizza.
Ship. She points directly upwards and says, ship?
That's right.
Yes, to the ship.
Ship.
We have many pizzas on the ship. You can choose your favorite and I will make it for you.
Then what?
Then you can eat the pizza.
Points up. Then what?
Well, mate, I guess we'll find you somewhere nice that you can live. Yeah, we've got plenty of room on the ship. You can stay there as well. Do you have any family anywhere else around the galaxy? Anybody we might be able to drop you off at, or?
Picking up a few phrases, she points directly down at where she's standing and says, my ass.
Did she just say your ass?
Yeah, all right. I think maybe she's indicating that this is all she's got and she don't know anyone else in the galaxy.
He points in the same direction as Koff and then back up to the sky. Freedom.
She points a sort of around her and says, freedom?
He points down at the ground and goes, freedom, and then towards the refinery. Not freedom. Bay it. Then points up to the sky. Freedom. Real freedom.
I thought you were going to say good.
And good.
She points back at the refinery, says, yonder joke. Taking the piss?
Yeah, we don't like that there, refinery. We don't like that there corporation either. They are not helping you, they are not helping us. Mm. I suspect the sheriff seems like a good man, but I think he is hoping for the best from Evergreen. I think he wants them to improve his town, and I'm not sure he is aware of the consequences that are going to come from that, but I don't really know why I'm nattering on here. I'm not sure you're going to get any of this, but yeah. Taking the piss.
Couple of phrases there. She points at you, says, use, points at herself, my, and then points up, leg it.
That's it, mate. We've got to get out of here.
Finally.
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 I mean, do we have a plan once we're up there? What are we going to do with her?
Wing it, I reckon.
Look, she might be a kid, Crispy Craven, but she might be a wild human, but she a human. She can make her own choice.
Eli, I don't know what your plans are for the refinery, but...
Yeah, look, I don't know what I was thinking.
I understand, ma'am, I do. We could always drop everyone back and you can run out again.
Yeah, like I could strap up, arm myself to the teeth.
Whatever you got to do, man, I'll keep the engine running. You just run back in.
Run in, break a few bones. You keep Moose going at 40 and I'll just roll out.
That's it. If I just hover a little bit, like, near the refinery, you got a big enough jump on you, mate. You can probably jump into the cargo bay.
When I level up, I get a double jump. I tell you, it's going to be sick.
Fuck yeah, mate. That's what I'm all about.
Koff sees you both looking at the refinery. Not worth it. Leave it out.
I reckon our little mate's probably a bit wiser than both of us put together, mate.
Mm. Got a cooler head anyway. Yep. We fight the fights that are our fight. are our fight. So hard to say.
That knock on your head, mate. We might need to check that again. Yeah,
I want to lie down. I know you're not supposed to with concussion, but I'm sure there are a couple of pieces inside of me and a couple of hours with Miss Mary.
Who's Miss Mary, mate?
Oh, you know. Yep. He closes his eyes and hopes he doesn't, and hopes that will do.
All right, Mo knows to just let that alone.
Seeing him swaying and talking sort of like this and everyone's look of concern, she points at him, looks to the other, say, you all right?
Yes.
Sort himself out.
I shall assist my friend further upon the ship. I will take him to the medical bay for a thorough assessment. Do not fear.
Queso.
Queso.
Quesadillas? Do you make those, Poe?
What are quesadillas?
Oh, we've got quite a story to tell you. I used to know someone who was the quesadilla kid.
I assume we're all walking
yes,
like, in the
yes,
direction.
Yes, you are walking back towards the ship while this anecdote plays out.
Please, tell us about the quesadilla kid.
Yeah, if you'd like to tell us about the quesadilla kid, feel free.
And that what they don't tell you straight away is quesadilla kid. Was a girl. That was the big surprise, because in the West, no one expected a girl to come in with guns blazing, but she does. I tell you what, she can look out for herself better than any man. Some people wonder what the identity of the quesadilla kid is, but I won't tell. Uh-uh. Not me.
On about.
I don't know, man. Girl, whatever.
I like the idea that the rest of us are just used to these stories from Eli. We just go along with it.
I don't know.
Queso.
As you approach the moose, you see two figures step out from behind the ship.
That's never good when they step out from behind. That's never good.
Oh, why can't they just wait there in front?
They are unfamiliar to the three of you, but cough. This is the armored people that attacked you when last you approached the refinery.
Leg it. Leave it out. Not worth it.
Oh. Eli doesn't seem to have heard you.
Concussion.
He slowly takes a step in front of everyone else with one arm, just warding you all back, just out of instinct.
Cough looks for cover.
Yeah.
Literally scuttles away.
Can I help you?
What's your business on Valkverden?
None of your fucking business.
I beg to differ, it's all of our business here. We are contractors for the Evergreen Refinery, and you are parked dangerously close.
To what? Stupid voice.
Playground and
oh god, this is escalating.
He's not savvy, and he's not particularly good with insults either.
Bless him.
Okay,
it's a stupid, okay.
Yes,
stupid dumb voice.
You're one to talk about having a stupid voice. What with your
your stupid voice?
Stupid voice.
You dumb dumb, dumb dumb poopy head.
Big stinky butt boy.
It would also, I guess, takes one to know one.
Oh, I didn't realize.
Says what?
I didn't realize we was getting serious. Cause that's what you ain't. Just stupid. So if you got something stupid to do, he slips on his knuckle duster.
Who do you work for?
That'd be me, mate.
All right.
I step out from behind Eli.
And what's your interest in Outer Sunset?
None, mate. We're just here visiting a friend, and we're going to head off now. We just didn't realise this space was not available for parking.
You
look down, there's double yellows.
Yeah, there's like very clear, like no parking signs everywhere.
In this huge desert, yeah. You parked in the one space you could.
Happens, you know.
Oh, sci-fi double yellers.
Yeah, that's it.
Sci-fi double yellers.
Typical.
One of the guards looks to the other, and they give each other a little nod before looking back at the group gathered here, and they draw their weapons.
Well, you know what they say about men in uniform. Job's worths. Thank you so much to listening for episode 2 of Quest Fantastic Orbital Blues. Who are? Oh, didn't practice this. Didn't practice this at all. Neil Heald as Captain Maurice Richards. Paul Goodman as Eli DeCoco. Jen Blundell as Pizza Oven. Paul Salt as Cough. And Sarah Keep as everyone else. Music and editing by me. Having a lot of fun with the music currently. Broody Cowboy Sci-Fi Western, which coincidentally is the title of my autobiography and what my face tattoo says. So yeah, thank you so much for listening, and massive, massive thanks to Soul Muppet Publishing. Firstly, for creating the game. Second, for being so generous with sharing what we've done. What we've done, supplying us with a whole bunch of art. But also for giving us an affiliate link, which is in the episode description. You'll be able to find it on the Discord, in the links page, and on all other social media when I'm not hating it. If you want to grab yourself a copy of the playbook, and you should, because it is just stupendous. It is so beautiful, and it's such a good game. So it's win-win. You can do so by clicking on this affiliate link, and this knocks a little bit of that money back our way. So you're not only helping out smaller developers making incredible content, but you're helping out your favorite indie artists as well. And this is, as I have said, art. Mum. So thanks once again, Giant Space Cat Jesus, to Soul Muppet Publishing. And if you're there saying, well, yeah, I will buy the playbook, actually, but I want to help you in other ways because you're so great, then you can do that by going on to patreon.com/questfantastic. Or if money's a little bit tight, or you just want to support us by listening to the main show, that is incredible, by the way. I can't state that enough. I'm so, so grateful for every single person who decides to click on one of our episodes. If you want more from us, check out Role Plus Heart, the queer actual play podcast featuring Sarah and Jen and Bex and Helen. You should check out Jen and the Film Critic with Salt and Jen, OGT with Salt and me. And that about wraps it up, I think. The next episode is coming out on Monday, the 8th of April. So make sure you lock up that ID drawer safe, and we'll see you in space.
She points at Crispy Krev and says, who that?
Krevin, yeah, you might want to introduce yourself, mate.
I am Crispy Krevin. Nice to meet you.
I'm Crispy.
Yeah. What?
I'm Crispy.
No, I'm Crispy. You're Sandy.
No, I'm Crispy.
Oh, God.
I like the idea that none of us are interjecting here. We're just letting this play out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's quite sweet.
Me, Crispy. You cough.
Just cough. Just cough.